The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Ama Hupul, Morgan Budden Diwayu, Dilth, The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. With the first half of their eight-week series complete, Bhavani McDougall and Emily Bryant talked about their Somaliach yoga class ahead of round two. McDougall talked about where the idea for the unique combo of two traditional practices came from.
It's kind of been something brewing in my heart and mind for over a year, I think. And I spent 4 years working with Kitsum Kalam Youth, and then I went away to travel and kind of deepen into my meditation and yoga practice. Yeah, it just seemed like a really natural coming together of both of my passions, like seeing this fire that's being lit in the community amongst family and youth and people of all ages reclaiming culture. And then like through my practice of deepening in yoga and like feeling how supportive that is in whatever endeavor I want to choose to put my energy into. And then I worked alongside Emily and Ocean on a lot of awesome community projects when I was working directly with the youth. It was just natural to go to my buddies and be like, hey, do you want to do this thing? Because they're so dedicated to Somaliach.
Bryant talked about how each class is laid out and what it's like for herself and Somaliach co-teacher Ocean Georgeline to participate.
Britt started us off by doing some Somaliach at the very beginning so that me and Ocean can just share what we know, because we are, like, we dream of being teachers, but it's, our language journey is just such an ongoing, very steady passion that we have. So we just like to share a little bit of what we know. So it's not too advanced. We like to share a word and then attach a phrase to it. So we have about three, but then with those three words, two phrases and one word, we break it down, and then that creates a lot of great conversation with all the participants that are there. Some of them are Gitsen and Nishka as well. So it's really cool to hear all those three sides of Somaliach, just different dialects, right? And then we pass it over to Britt after our little lesson and go into some yoga.
Along with the traditional language practice, McDougall also explained the effort of practicing yoga in a more traditional sense.
When we say yoga in our world today, we often think of like tight pants and like being stretchy and nimble, but that's really not what yoga is. Like, most of our conceptualization of yoga in the West is based on a cultural appropriation and like taking pieces of the culture in India that serve the capitalist culture here. And so I'm really interested in an authentic yoga practice that is like fundamentally meditation based and honors the whole tradition.
With the classes being open for anyone to join, both McDougall and Bryant talked about what it's like to have non-Indigenous people participate.
I'm non-Indigenous myself. I come from Jamaican and European ancestry. And so, like, I definitely remember, like, my first time walking into a Somaliach class, I definitely, so many layers of emotion that were coming through me as well, like fear and, you know, like fear on the surface, but like this just genuine interest in my heart. And like, you know, also sensing in the room that there's a lot, like the ancestors are there. There's so much happening when people are learning Somaliach, like on so many different layers of the being, I feel. Like there's definitely a layer of like caution and like not wanting to cause harm for me stepping into a Somaliach learning space. But also like, I feel like it's such a direct way to show interest in a way of being. So when I see non-Indigenous people in the class, I'm happy to see them there myself.
Just knew you. Me too. I get really excited, especially when people take that first step, because it's so scary. You know, even as Somaliach learners, just taking that dive into moving your mouth in a different way and trying to connect with those words. Yeah, it's such a vulnerable space. And when I see non-Indigenous people, I am so excited, you know, because they're taking those steps themselves and they're choosing to put themselves in that space to learn how to say, Amagantlak, to Indigenous peoples, or even to just the people in their home. You know, they're trying to encourage a way to connect with the people that are here, you know? So wherever you are, it's just, it's such a beautiful place to acknowledge those peoples and really hold up their language.
Happening at the Terrace Sportsplex every Saturday, round two starts on April 8th and runs from 5 to 6:30 p.m. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.